We've got another major retail outlet closing their doors on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. But it's the latest in a whole host of companies that are finally rejecting all things woke. We're going to take a tour of just how colossal the collapse really is for DEI initiatives around the country. And we're going to see precisely why the days of wokeness are indeed mercifully coming to a decisive end. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, speaking of woke companies, or formerly woke companies, what do you think you could do if you had the same insider trading information that Nancy Pelosi's got? Right? You know what I'm talking about. Politicians like Pelosi have had access to insider trading secrets for decades now. They know exactly what stocks to buy, when to buy them. But guess what? You and I, we actually have access to that very same inside information. Thanks to a little-known SEC database, we can see what and when corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves. Gang, that is why you have got to click on that link below and sign up for a free online training with me and my good friend Ross Givens. It's this Thursday, August 29th. At 3 p.m. Eastern, Ross is an insider trading expert whose recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. This could be an amazing free online training where you and I can learn how to trade with the exact same insider knowledge as these politicians got, but legally and ethically. So don't wait. Seating registration is limited. Click on that link below right now and register today, and I'll see you there on Thursday. One of the most exciting developments happening in our nation of late is the death of DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Initiatives. Those of us who were steadfastly opposed to DEI recognize it as simply an overtly reverse racism, exactly what the Supreme Court called it in their decision against Harvard University and their use of discriminatory racial practices for college acceptance. And now, corporate America is following suit. The latest company to abandon DEI initiatives is the home improvement chain Lowe's. Just the other day, conservative activist Robbie Starbuck revealed that Lowe's informed its employees that it would cease funding pride events and will not engage in the corporate equality index conducted by the far-left human rights campaign. Starbuck had stated that he had contacted Lowe's the previous week, inquiring about its DEI policies, and he basically threatened to expose them if they didn't abandon this far-left social and cultural agenda. Now, what's so interesting is that prior to getting pressured this way, Lowe's actually appeared to have been a rather loyal, obedient participant in DEI policies and practices, but their statement made it absolutely clear that they're done with taking part in things like the Human Rights Campaign survey. They're no longer going to be sponsoring festivals, parades, and fairs that celebrate all things woke. I mean, it's a pretty impressive concession, but it's not just Lowe's. You got companies like Tractor Supply, Harley Davidson of all companies. They've also largely abandoned DEI initiatives. Most recently, Jack Daniels has officially renounced its woke DEI initiatives, again, fearing reprisal from conservatives who are ready to vote with their wallets. And of course, in the aftermath of the recent Supreme Court decision, we're seeing DEI implode on college campuses all across the nation. The University of Texas recently laid off over 60 DEI officers and workers in compliance with a new law that just went in effect in Texas that abolishes DEI all throughout the entire Lone Star State. And now it's being widely reported that even pride events are being canceled as a result. The University of North Texas, their legal counsel recently advised the campus libraries to suspend planned events for their last Pride Week. In fact, the University of North Texas actually ended up changing the name of one of their centers. They renamed their so-called Multicultural and Pride Alliance Center into the Center for Belonging and Engagement. In other words, everyone, the entire student body, is invited, not simply select far-left inspired identities. And this, it's just all been par for the course throughout the country for DEI. Woke DEI initiatives are imploding quite literally everywhere. Not only is there a hiring freeze on DEI officers throughout the country, but there are actually mass firings happening all over. It's being widely reported that DEI positions are getting slashed across the board in virtually every industry. So it does appear that DEI is literally D-I-E-ing, dying all over the country. And to confirm that, we need to look no further than DEI's biggest champions, because that's exactly what they're admitting. For example, after Harvard's unblemished record of advocating for DEI initiatives across the country, most explicitly embodied by their former president, Claudine Gay, who famously imploded in front of a congressional committee, take a look at what's coming out of Harvard now. This is from Harvard Business Review. It was just written this year. I kid you not, this is not parody. This is not Babylon Bee. This is an article from Harvard Business Review that encourages companies to start adopting identity-neutral hiring practices, this isn't a joke, based on transparent and meritocratic standards. I'm not making this up. This is coming from the Harvard Business Review. This is back in January of this year. So, in other words, the article's like, hey, in light of the fact that DEI is basically getting sued out of existence because it is reverse discrimination, we're not supposed to admit that, but given that that's happening, given that you might get sued, and of course, we all know that you, like us, are a tireless advocate for DEI. We all know that. But just to make sure your company doesn't get sued, you probably should just hire based on merit from now on, and don't hire based on the race of your applicants. In other words, even Harvard is admitting that it's time to put an end to blatant discriminatory hiring practices. The era of madness does appear, at least in part, to be finally winding down. Axios is reporting that businesses across the nation are indeed retreating from DEI programs in response to the heavy criticism that's literally growing by the day. Even companies that continue to support DEI initiatives are doing so in a far more subtle manner. Very few companies are openly proclaiming it in the way that they were doing back at the height of the BLM hysteria after the George Floyd aftermath. That was the impetus for this mass influx of DEI programs that literally swept across corporate America, only to be ultimately greeted with a massive level of disgust and disdain. Just ask Bud Light. Again, Axios is reporting that there most certainly is a genuine backlash happening, and companies are feeling it. They are frankly scared to death of being what we might call Bud Lighted, of seeing 30 to 50% of their revenue dry up and never come back because they decide to bend the knee to woke overlords. Even Bud Light itself has completely abandoned Dylan Mulvaney and that disastrous marketing campaign that cost them literally billions of dollars in sales and dethroned them as the top-selling beer in the nation. And if you're a regular to this channel, and make sure if you're not, make sure you smack that bell and subscribe button. But if you're a regular to this channel, you'll know that the driving dynamic behind the death of wokeness in the marketplace today is the rise of what's called consumer politics, where more and more consumers are voting with their wallets. Consumers are recognizing that they don't have to support financially businesses that spit in the face of their conservative values. And so we've seen the rise of a whole parallel economy of alternative businesses and services that offer the same products and services, but championing rather than denigrating the values of faith, family, and freedom. So what all of this means is that in an era of consumer politics, wokeness is the death knell for your business. Openly embracing DEI means that your company's doors won't be open much longer. The rise of consumer politics has indeed established a new reality that will define business for the foreseeable future. It's very simple. Get woke. Go broke.